France's new administration will be one more factor that U.S. intelligence agencies bear in mind as they try to figure out what's happening around the world. This morning, we'll meet some Americans learning to work for those agencies. They're recruits to U.S. intelligence. They're in their 20s. And inside an office park in Virginia, they were confronted with a hypothetical situation. They scoured the latest military intelligence and diplomatic chatter and tried to figure out whether China was about to invade Taiwan. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly sat in on the crash course called Analysis 101.
The China-Taiwan exercise is still unfolding, and we're making the rounds with one of the instructors, Zach, as he checks on groups of students.
How are you all doing? Any questions?
There are lots of questions, such as, what's going on at the United Nations? What is China's relationship with Iran or Russia? One student, Pierre, ventures his opinion that other factors, such as the 2008 Olympic Games, are playing a role.
So, given the current political situation, I think military diplomatic intel preparations have revved up.
We were asked to identify Pierre and other students and instructors here by first name only. As we wander from one group to the next, it becomes clear the students are coming at this hypothetical exercise from very different points of view. There's a good reason why.
The idea was to have a class in which people from every agency, all 16 agencies, sit in a classroom together at the same time.
That's Nancy Bernkoff Tucker. She's a senior intelligence official, and it's her job to ensure common analytic standards across all 16 U.S. spy agencies. That's the major innovation of this class. For the first time, new analysts from military intelligence, the CIA, and other agencies are all being thrown together for basic training.
Our focus is to catch people within the first 6 months so that they learn to think of themselves as intelligence community analysts before they think of themselves as CIA or NSA or FBI analysts.
Analysis 101 runs 4 weeks. The day we visited, there were 12 students, but this is early days. Tucker says by the start of next year, she hopes to run 5 classes simultaneously, each with a couple of dozen students. Tucker recognizes that the different agencies bring different perspectives on an issue, and that this is a good thing. Part of the goal here is to get young analysts networking, so that if, say, a naval analyst wants to know the CIA's perspective on a problem, they have a friend whom they can call. Another objective is to establish standard practices for how to sift through raw intelligence. Carl Pierre-Agostini, who works with Tucker and oversees Analysis 101, says he wants his students to learn to ask a basic set of questions.
What about the sourcing? What can we say about the evidence? Are there alternative explanations for this evidence? And how strong are the inferences we're drawing from this evidence leading to these conclusions? All of those things are very common across the agencies.
That may be, but it's pretty easy after spending a few hours with this class to guess which students came from the law enforcement side versus those headed towards a career in foreign intelligence. Some seemed in their element during the abstract morning exercise on China and Taiwan. But after the lunch break, there was a request to spend the afternoon on a good old-fashioned missing persons case.
So we have a task or an exercise that we want you all trying to determine what happened to Lauren.
The fictitious Lauren Cohen has disappeared from her apartment in Hoboken. Students are armed with a dossier on her life and recent activities. Then they split into groups.
Okay, guys. Her boyfriend totally could be involved because she goes missing. She doesn't show up to work on March 24th. But he doesn't go into the program until March 23rd, which is a Sunday. So he could have, killed her on the Saturday. And she just wouldn't show up to work on the Monday.
The students are learning not to lock on to one hypothesis and then collect evidence that supports it, but rather to brainstorm on the whole range of possibilities. In the Lauren case, the students are questioning, did her boyfriend kill her? Did she kill herself? Did she just run away? And what about the weird emails she kept getting from a DJ in Dubai? By the end of the exercise, students have ruled out some of the less likely scenarios, but there's no consensus on what happened to Lauren. Such uncertainty is often the case in the murky world of intelligence. Thomas Finger, the nation's most senior intelligence analyst, says students here are learning key lessons to admit what they don't know and to be transparent about their sources.
It makes a difference. The analyst knows I've got 17 reports from one source, 17 sources.
Such distinctions were at the heart of the recent intelligence failure on pre-war Iraq, a failure that a new generation of intelligence analysts is being taught how not to repeat. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.